CPS, like, doing a bottom down is not going to work. Because I remember we were invited one time to just kind of a discussion for, like, elementary schools doing some truancy, because we do truancy work, to begin some of the truancy work with a particular elementary school that we already work with on a different project. But CPS wanted to force the parents to come to like support circles. I'm like, we can't, like, that goes against restorative justice. Like, we can't force parents and make them feel sanctioned. Mm-hmm. That goes against the values of restorative justice. And so, so that's number one. Like, it can't be like this bottom down, like, demand, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's not about a tool or a tactic. It's a way of understanding human relationships, you know, and people's abilities, and having faith in people and community and parents to figure things out for each with each other. So there has to be a campaign to kind of educate, you know, parents and teachers about restorative justice, and to help them to feel comfortable in the ways that we're trying to make them feel comfortable. Right? It's not like a new buzzword. That it really is. How can we work together? How can we be more real with each other? How can we sit down and support each other and know each other? Because we're struggling with the same thing. Student, you know, we all want our students to do better. Students want to do better. You know, and be supported, and don't have ways to ask for that. And so I think it really, I mean, it is about education. It's also obviously about policy change, taking off, you know, it should be off the options for CPS to suspend somebody for not, you know, for something that's like not coming to school, you know, or things like that. And calling the police, you know, for lower level. I understand that there's obviously matters of immediate safety that, you know, when you need to. But also, you know, police ability to have weapons in the school, I think. It also needs to be, you know, even tasers needs to be off. So there's certain things that policy-wise, you know, that it's not even necessarily restorative justice. It's about, like, deeper, like, who are we to each other and what are our expectations, you know? So, and it's a changing kind of the dialogue, that safety doesn't equal more security and more guns and more weapons, but that safety really is building strong relationships of trust in our schools. So then how do then we begin to do that is something that I think involves that particular community, because that's going to look different in each community. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're working with immigrant moms on the Northwest side, you know, versus, you know, a group that's maybe more male, you know, oriented, you know, so it has to come from the community itself. Mm-hmm. But I think the awareness that things can be different can come, you know, by us pushing for different policies and then saying, like, this is important for each community to, you know, to figure this out, and that we value this. CPS values this, I think, is important.